This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark and Noelle Lim. It's 7:37 a.m, Thursday the 8th of October, and in half an hour we're having the breakfast grill, where it'll be an interesting one today. Noelle, you're going to be speaking with Tengkudathusri Zafrul Aziz, current Minister of Finance. So he's going to be live on the show remotely because he's under home quarantine.
Of course. Amidst a pandemic and staggering global recession, how will the Malaysian government steer the economy towards recovery and sustainable growth? And what can we expect from Budget 2021 to be unveiled on 6 November?
All right. And we are running a poll as well on the BFM Twitter account at BFM Radio, asking you, what should the Finance Ministry prioritise? 167 votes so far. 40% have said economic reform. 36% have said job creation. 12% encouraging investment. 10% managing government debt. Do continue to let us know what you think about this ahead of the grill, which is happening in just about half an hour. But now, in the meantime, we are taking a look at what's been happening in China, because there were high hopes that China's domestic consumption strength would be showcased during the Golden Week, which ended yesterday. The Golden Week is a week-long holiday marking the country's national day, and with borders still closed, the Chinese are focusing on local tourism, with as many as 550 million people anticipated to hit the road during the period.
And we have read numerous reports of a rise in flight bookings, sold-out tickets at tourist attractions like the Great Wall of China, and major congestion on highways. So tourism revenue, I think, however, still fell 31% from last year, indicating fewer people are travelling, or perhaps hotels have dropped their rates, and perhaps people are just simply spending less amidst pandemic uncertainties.
Which raises the question of, is this weak consumption trend a spanner in China's economic recovery? For some thoughts on this, we have with us this morning Tommy Xie, Head of Greater China Research at OCBC Bank. Tommy, thank you so much for joining us. Now, the data from China's Golden Week indicated that consumption remains lower than the previous year. What does this say about Chinese domestic consumption despite a return to social normalcy?
Yes, hi, good morning. I think, as I mentioned about the travel data as well as the revenue generating from the tourism sector during the Golden Week, I think there might be two takeaways, you know, from those numbers. I mean, the first takeaway is that if you look at the total domestic travel, I think the decline, especially the year-on-year decline of domestic travel, is kind of the within expectation, because, as we know, despite the return to normalcy, there was still a lot of restrictions for people to travel. For example, you still need to make advance booking for those popular destinations, and also they try to limit the number of the tourists in particular destination. So I think that is going to contribute to the decline of this the people traveling around. But the other thing is, in terms of the revenue, I think if we put the revenue together with the people travel together, so that tells us actually the recovery of the consumption still takes some time. Just now you mentioned about 31% decline in terms of the revenue from the tourism. That's actually higher than the decline of the number of the people traveling. So which means for the consumption, I think it will still take some time, especially for those kind of the low incomers. I think they're the ones really suffering from this pandemic situation right now. I think that may require more support from the government to help them to recover the loss of income. So I think net, if we put everything together, it seems like the recovery is underway, but it still takes some time for the consumption to recover to the pre-pandemic level.
And based on what you said, domestic consumption is a key feature of Beijing's dual circulation policy, which places emphasis on domestic demand for growth. So how viable is this strategy in light of weaker than expected consumption?
Okay, I think this strategy is basically the framework for the next 5 to 10 years against the backdrop of the deglobalization as well as the rising tension between the U.S. and China. So I think no matter how, I think China is going to promote this domestic demand. Actually, promoting the domestic demand is not something really so new for China. But as you mentioned, the dual circulation strategy, I think this one seems like it's like the escalation of this promoting the domestic demand is more like a higher version kind of the domestic promoting the domestic demand. So they're going to bring all the strategies together to promote the domestic demand. So I think eventually, I think that's the trend for China if they really want to aim for a sustainable growth in the next 5 to 10 years.
And Tommy, what are your forecasts for China's economy for 2020 and 2021? When do you expect to see a return to pre-COVID levels?
Okay, so if we talk about the return to pre-COVID level, if we look at the Chinese economy as a whole, I would say currently we are more or less returned to the pre-COVID level. If we just simply look at the GDP per se, even though, I mean, the consumption is still lagging, but you look at the production, that has been fairly strong. I think most of the industry has more or less returned to the pre-COVID level. So I think that's why I think for this year, China is the only major economy that's going to deliver the positive growth in 2020. I mean, for myself, I'm looking at around 2.1 to 2.2% year-on-year growth in 2020. I mean, for next year, we should expect even stronger growth because of the base effect. As we know, the first quarter of this year, we have a very low base. So if we are going to the first quarter of next year, most likely we're going to see a double-digit growth year-on-year for China's GDP. That's why I think for next year, actually, I'm looking for a fairly high number, around 8% growth for China.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Tommy. That was Tommy Xie, Head of Greater China Research at OCBC Bank, giving us some insight into whether or not China's recovery is all that's been expected in the wake of Golden Week. And I think what he pointed out was interesting, the fact that total revenue did fall 31% from last year. And this is actually a greater fall than they saw in the number of people actually traveling. So the people that were traveling, yes, they were less, but they were also spending less, I guess, which is an interesting juxtaposition against his point that production side, you know, industry has more or less recovered. So I guess this comes down to sentiment, right? Confidence.
Well, we may expect there will be pent-up demand. There are people who cannot travel for one mm-hmm. reason or another, perhaps just to keep their jobs. And also, there are people who are suffering as a result. Maybe they lost their jobs and they just want to conserve cash and don't want to spend on shopping and traveling.
Yes, sir. But I think there were quite a high numbers of people traveling nevertheless, so much so that we did see there were reports that some of the ride-hailing apps collapsed in the wake of Golden Week. So, you know, it looks like China is on the path to recovery, as Tommy said, one of the only countries expected this year to post positive growth. His expectation is between 2.1 to 2.2% and higher next year, in part due to the low base effect that 2020 has given us. But right now we are heading into some messages, and then up next we're going to be looking at ESG bonds with Winston Poon of Maybank Kim Eng. So stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.